From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The besieged Syrian rebel towns of Daraya and Maodomia near Damascus received aid convoys Wednesday. For Daraya, the first in 4 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicine, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States is pleased to see that the United Nations, the ICRC, and the Syrian Red Crescent have confirmed the ground delivery of some humanitarian assistance. Ground delivery remains the most effective means to providing aid to all besieged communities. We've said that before. While this delivery today is an important step, it is far from sufficient to providing the kind of relief to the hundreds of thousands of Syrian people who are in need.
He said the U.S. will take up the matter of World Food Program delivered airdrops to some 13 besieged areas when the U.N. Security Council meets Friday. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces gained control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday in an advance toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, AQIM, has claimed responsibility for attacks on U.N. peacekeepers in Mali that left 4 dead, including a Chinese peacekeeper. The attacks targeted a U.N. demining unit and MINUSMA base in the northern city of Gao.
Tout ce que nous savons à l'heure actuelle...
This identified French soldiers had a vehicle entered, rammed the security perimeter of the base, causing a detonation used by Chinese military engineers. At least 3 other Chinese personnel were wounded. At least 12 peacekeepers in Mali were killed in May alone. After Wednesday's attack, the number of UN peacekeepers killed while on active service in Mali rose to at least 65, making it the worst active deployment area for the UN in the world. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a military assault on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah has reportedly stalled as a result of stiff resistance by IS defenders, as well as for growing concern for civilians trapped by the fighting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the city's Saqlawiya and Garma districts have been recaptured. The final stage of liberation of the city has commenced. He urged civilians to remain in their homes or make use of safe exits that the army has guaranteed. Some 50,000 civilians, including about 20,000 children, are believed to be trapped in Fallujah, suffering from what aid agencies and the UN say is food deprivation. The United States is taking new action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems. The Treasury Department Wednesday designated Pyongyang as a primary money laundering concern to continue its illicit weapons programs and other destabilizing activities. Troy Stangarone of the Korea Economic Institute in Washington explains what impact the new restrictions are designed to have.
North Korea would be prohibited from taking and utilizing the U.S. financial system. Because the United States dollar is the world's reserve currency, most transactions in the world, which are done in U.S. dollars, end up transiting through the United States at some point. And in doing so, they then go through U.S. correspondent accounts. And while there are already prohibitions on North Korean access to those accounts, this would preclude both access to those for these types of transactions and indirect access as well.
The U.S. has urged other countries to take up similar steps to sever banking ties with Pyongyang. The North Tuesday conducted another failed ballistic missile launch believed to have been a medium-range rocket. Security officials in Burkina Faso say they made the first arrest connected to January's attack on a hotel and cafe that killed 30 and wounded dozens in the capital Ouagadougou. Authorities said they apprehended 6 foreigners on Tuesday who allegedly hosted and facilitated the terrorist actions. It's unclear whether any were directly linked to the attacks. Al-Qaeda's North Africa branch claimed responsibility. Militia fighters loyal to the new UN-backed unity government in Libya said Wednesday they captured a power station about 20 kilometers west of the Islamic State-held city of Sirte. It follows the taking of 2 coastal towns earlier this week. Sirte, captured by IS fighters a year ago, has become a recruitment and training center. 5 men acquitted in a 2010 attack that killed dozens watching a football game in Kampala have been charged with plotting fresh terror acts while in prison. The 3 Kenyans and 2 Ugandans allegedly created documents and materials connected with terrorist acts in prison. Twin blasts 6 years ago killed 76 watching World Cup action on television at a restaurant and rugby club in the Ugandan capital. 2 people shot dead at the University of California, Los Angeles Wednesday, prompting authorities to lock down the campus. Police described the shooting as a murder-suicide. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.